Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Concern yourself with that high-pitched squeal in your ears. That's the sound of freedom ringing. Because you're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
On the first day of Christmas, John Morgan gave to me a big block of pecker cheese.
I eat pecker cheese. Well, it's Christmas. I can only play that once a year.
I hate this guy. Yeah. I don't even know him.
You got to take it down the hallway to meet him.
Yeah, he's got to meet Brian.
Yeah, I got to meet Brian.
John Morgan with his funny bone.
Couldn't make it in a real band.
All weekend. Funny bone all weekend
yeah,
long.
Yeah, did you tape that, puss?
He tapes it all.
He tapes
I
it
get
all.
Everything, he's got it all. John. I get everything.
Yeah, you do.
You can't slip anything past me.
I know you probably got, I think you got the same text. Our boss texts us. He's either listening to us in Cincinnati or Milwaukee, depending on where he's at today. But he said, yeah, stop talking to me in the hallway, too. It offends me. And I said, yeah, but you always look so nice. And he hasn't responded yet, so I'm sexually harassing my boss.
I said I would talk to him if he was ever here.
Oh, that's a good line.
All right, if
that's
I ever saw him.
There you go. Craig Evans, John Morgan, Colleen's hanging out with us. John's at the Funny Bone all weekend long. You know him. Very, very funny dude. Bring somebody out that hasn't seen John yet. Mm. He'll offend them.
Honestly.
Actually, mainly, you'll just laugh.
Honestly.
Says most 99.9%.
You'll laugh at his issues.
Yes.
Yep.
99.99% of the
and
comedy
you'll
club.
Laugh when he says he has political aspirations. Do you actually have political aspirations?
No,
I didn't think so.
No, yeah.
You're not
no.
going to be the mayor of Plaquemine?
I lost my best friend in June, who was the mayor of
this
my
is why
city.
I know you don't look at Facebook. All right, yeah. Because I heard you lost your best friend. And I left a note for you on Facebook and never heard back from you.
I don't look at it. I just, you know.
There were some nice notes on there.
I just, you know, this death, you know, after losing mom, dad, and all those other kind of things, this death was one of those ones that made me realize truly what life is, and that is when you close your eyes today, tomorrow everybody going to start that car and go to work. Mm-hmm. All lights are going to be turned on. People are going to open up the storefronts and everything else, and life moves on. You're gone.
Right.
That's how fast and quick it is. And you know what? After losing mom, dad, you know, cousins, et cetera, other friends, nobody like this one. Because this is the friend that told me what I needed to hear, not what I wanted to hear.
Similar age as you?
Absolutely.
And he died that young?
18 years of being our mayor, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, got it.
And it just blew me away. And so I took me a while, you know, to get over it. And I don't think I am. But the truth of the matter is that was my partner.
Right.
That was the one we sat down in the gardens and partaked in nature.
Got it.
We chilled and talked about life.
Mm-hmm.
And during Mardi Gras, when we'd build these beautiful sets together, you come in and go, dude, this looked like a prom.
Got it.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So on and so forth. And then to realize the next day, bro, the next
heart
day.
Heart attack, what?
Massive heart attack. The next day, everybody's moving on. Just
right.
moving on.
I know.
Fighting over his position.
Right.
We ain't even put him in the ground yet. And they're fighting over his position. You know, we finally appointed his wife to take up the remainer of his term.
But you wanted to be the mayor?
No, hell no.
Because I got audio, though.
Because I can promise you. I can promise you right now I'm going to be a one-termer.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a one-termer.
Yeah.
Because I'm not politically correct. No. I'm going to harass everybody. We're going to get sued.
Oh, I think early impeachment.
Could be early impeachment.
We're going to get sued.
Right. We're going to get sued.
That's what a small town wants to hear. We're going to get sued. I promise you, we're going to get sued.
But we got people like Dow Chemical and Georgia Pacific and Shintech and all in our backyard.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're not a poor parish.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We're not a poor county. But
You don't want to be sued.
Nobody wants to be sued. More money means they're going to get more from you. But I just realized really what life is. And as you're here today, you're going tomorrow.
Right.
And bye-bye, bro. Bye-bye.
You're right.
You know, so what did you leave? What did you, you know, and what he left me was an honesty about about being oneself. Be true to thyself. And I never got that before. I was like, oh, that was very poetic, you know?
Yeah.
But that's all
got. I mean, I hope you're around a long time, John, but if you leave, you'll leave it with us with this.
I don't want to see your ween.
See how great that's going to be?
I know.
My kids are going to be like, yeah, that was him.
That was him. I don't want to see your wiener.
No, he died. Yeah. He's gone. Who's your father? We don't know anymore. He's gone. He's dead. Thank God.
But he left you this legacy.
Sickening. What you do is a deep breath. I'm chilling out because what do I do? I get to roll up in Omaha and be with you guys, you know?
That's right.
I get to roll up in here and be with a young lady that's got six kids and doing comedy. And when I'm complaining that my shoes ain't fitting on right or my whatever, I'm missing my family, you know? And here she's trying to juggle six kids to just make it to an open mic night,
right.
You know?
That's true.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So sometimes things that take place or people in our lives give us an example of what we ought not be complaining about.
I agree with you.
Or how much time we waste with stuff, you know, like Craig, the stuff Craig brings up. It's useless. You know, it's useless.
He makes an excellent point. Speaking of death.
More useless coming up.
Speaking of death, how about a Michelle Bachmann birthday?
All right, who died on this day?
Are you familiar with Michelle Bachmann birthdays?
No, what happened to her?
Well,
she's that chick that's a Republican.
She's a nut job. Not a Republican, she's a nut
job. When she was running for president, she was probably in Memphis or wherever it was, and she wished Elvis Presley a happy birthday on the anniversary of his death.
The day he died.
It was the 16th of August.
Wow.
Yeah, so we call people's anniversary death dates their Michelle Bachmann birthday.
Yeah, so happy birthday, Elvis.
Speaking of Mary Tyler Moore, dude.
Yeah, exactly. So who died?
It was on this date in 2005. We lost Richard Pryor.
Happy birthday!
There you go.
That is actually her wishing Elvis happy birthday.
On the day of his death.
Richard
Pryor made it that far. I forgot that he was, but he was in bad shape the last 10 years of his life, right?
Yeah, wheelchair bound.
86.
Yeah. Really?
He was 86 when he died?
Was when 1986
is
when he was diagnosed with the multiple sclerosis.
Yeah, he didn't make it 86. How old was he when he passed away?
65.
Okay.
Wow. But he wasn't in the public for quite a while before his death, wasn't he?
No, he went into hiding long before.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I remember seeing an interview in a wheelchair with a woman who was taking care of him, his wife at the time, a couple years before he died when he was pretty out of it. But they put him out there in public to show people what had happened to him. Which was sad. What was that, MS?
Yeah.
Okay. Pick us up, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dan here on Twitter wants the clip of John yelling, "Shut up, puss."
Oh, yeah.
And he wants you to play it a lot.
Yeah.
Dan, be careful driving today.
Yeah. I got a couple things of John on here besides the normal stuff. I don't think.
What about the big girl? Remember that
I got that one. I got that one. I got this one too here.
That's in there.
I have been screwed in this studio so many times. That better be on tape.
Here it is. I played this earlier this week too.
I have this fat girl fetish, and I was rolling up on this girl with some flour, and I got busted. With some flour.
I know. That was a fetish, bud.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's why from the back, you look hot, Craig. You look hot.
Oh, that's right.
Hang on here. I got something else here.
Oh, God. And he was going to take it, get it, whether he wanted it or not.
There's a lot of legacy there.
Plus, they had no reason to film yours in my conversation.
Hang
He's
on
so
here.
Smooth.
Not a yank.
No, it's gentle pull.
Not a yank.
No, it's gentle pull. Oh, my
yank
God.
Yank and pull.
Oh, man.
And then, of course, this one we don't use it that often. Because, you know, that's to each his own here. All right.
Dude, I think I'm gay.
You're actually, that's you. Nobody's, that's not somebody imitating you.
No, that's not me.
But he perked up. Cheese.
Do y'all have those things dated?
No.
Good, because I wasn't here then.
You might have been imitating somebody else. I forget.
I wish that's the only problem I had. I was gay. Can you imagine that? I would be gay in a second if my mortgage was gone. Yeah. You hear me? If I didn't have to pay for college, I would. Would I?
Yeah.
Would I? Would be my friend.
All right. I think we have a few more for today too. I want to go through that because I think
I'm, I got to remember that.
Not a yank.
No, it's gentle pull. Did you, the volume, the pitch and the volume was beautiful.
Because you were serious then.
God, it was beautiful. I almost got a fluffy.
All right. Damn, almost.
Yeah. No, you give us a whole new arsenal every visit.
I never did like puss.
We know.
I like that other dude that looked like he was on crack. Remember him?
Yep. Been a long time.
You'll need to be more specific. Yeah. There's been a lot of them.
Well, we've been talking about being PC today.
Yes, we have.
And we've been working on that ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
A school board member in Wisconsin wants a children's book about the Muppets to be taken out of kindergarten classes because it is too graphic.
These freaks, man. What Muppet book?
For Every Child, a Better World.
Well, I haven't read it. Maybe I have.
Well, you can see how that would be bad.
Yeah.
According to the Wausau Daily Herald.
Where's she at? Wisconsin?
Yes. The Marshfield School Board member, Mary Carney, is against this book written by Jim Henson.
Jim Henson, who's been dead for how long?
A long time.
And he's the Muppets.
Yes.
Okay. What was offensive about the Jim Henson
book? The book, she contends, contains images of suffering children living in poverty and violence, including one illustration that shows a child living in a box in the rain. She says that she just has concerns that it's too graphic, even though they are Muppet characters. She says there's a lot of war in this world and strife and poverty. She understands that. She just doesn't know how appropriate that is to be teaching that to five-year-olds.
What? I'm sure the kid that reads the book just sees a kid in a box in the rain.
Yeah.
And by the way, that's a toy at that age, a box in the rain.
Well, but this
much
is about
greater
poverty
than the toy that
and,
came in the box.
And
right.
For Every Child, a Better World.
Right.
And so apparently there's some illustrations in there. Yeah, it's
helping
about
kids.
People living in poverty.
Right. I think it's important that kids know that everybody doesn't have a house and a school and a parent and a car.
Right.
Because, so that way they're not growing up realizing that everybody lives this way.
What's Wisconsin famous for?
Cheese.
Yeah. Be a great time to hit that button.
Yeah.
I eat peck of cheese.
Thank you.
All right.
Now, the school board vice president who heads the school board's curriculum and instruction committee says no one, aside from this woman, has raised concerns about the book.
Obviously.
She has read the book, and she finds it acceptable for kindergartens. She says it shows compassion for people other than yourself.
Bam.
Yeah, there you go.
I think that's a good thing.
That is a good thing. That's at least the school board member.
Sure. Every once in a while, there's going to be a grouchy guy that lives in a garbage can.
You have to deal with that crap if you're the mayor. Right there.
Right there.
Yes.
Women like that, you'd be sued.
Absolutely.
Because you say, get your fat ass out here, and they sue you the first day.
And we'd go to court.
That's right.
And I'd not have it in there. And it'd be long, long sessions where there's no lunch breaks.
Was there any consideration of you being the mayor?
No.
Okay.
Not for a second.
Not by others.
No, but it was funny because when I heard who some people who were running want to run for the position, I said, if they do that, I'm jumping
then
in.
And you will run.
I'm jumping in because I'm going to make a farce of it.
Right.
And you know, people are like, well, you know, you're going to ruin blah, blah, blah. I'm not, I don't care.
Yeah.
You're not
should not be mayor.
This guy for 18 years was mayor, and he didn't care about anything that was normal mayor-ish.
Right.
He cared about restoring old buildings and making a waterfront park.
Got it.
He cared about bringing a water park to the thing, a skateboard park. When they said skateboarding, oh, we're going to get sued. You know what I mean? He's like, well, that's why we got attorneys full-time on staff here. And so they built a skateboard park.
Good.
And it's used more than any other park we got in our little area.
Of course,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and guess what? Broken arms and legs, and ain't nobody sued. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And the other thing is the big sign. It says, you know, skate on your own risk.
Right.
You know? Whatever. Yeah, I'll run.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to run. It's going to be funny. Yeah. It's going to be funny. Them signs
we'll cover that race.
You need to. I'll be on radio with you, dog.
We'll cover that race.
We'll be on site for that coverage.
The only what do they call it when y'all go out and do something y'all don't
a live broadcast?
Yeah. Downtown a live broadcast? No, they don't. No, that's not happening.
We do for this.
John, you open still? No, them days are gone. No.
So this woman is also complaining that the curriculum there that they have downplays American exceptionalism by focusing too much on global affairs and not so much on how special we are.
Yeah, we got to hate the globe.
Yeah. And the question is, why does one person like that get so much attention?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
at least they shot her down.
That's funny.
At least they shot her down.
Okay.
You know.
I mean, yeah, it's funny.
There was an outroar from everybody. I understand. Yeah. But one woman, and you got to give her all the attention.
One woman in this city raised hell about condoms being taught in school.
Oh, yeah.
Taught.
And it made national news.
Yes.
I cannot believe
and
that.
And it made one of the local school districts, not the ones my kids go to, look like idiots because they can't discuss a sex curriculum that hasn't been updated since 85. Because some bitch said, what was that? What was it? What? She said something horrible.
I can't remember, but I know
what
sex
about my
is
children? Remember that? I think that was part of it.
Well, maybe if you'd used the condom, you wouldn't have had them.
That's what I would have yelled to her.
I know it made this town look like a bunch of backward hayseeds.
Yeah, it did. It did.
Wow.
And don't get me wrong. There are a bunch of backward hayseeds in this town.
And one of them speaks up at a school board meeting.
Yep.
Everybody goes, what?
Now they think everybody is.
Right.
But not everybody is.
I swear to you, sometimes I don't get the way people move and shake. But you know, stupid people now make the news. Stupid people now make their own, what do you call it? Their own shows. Look at the Kardashians.
Yeah, exactly.
None of them are talented. No. None of them can sing. None of them can dance.
None
of them do anything, but they sleep with African Americans, athletes, and they get butt implants, and daddy turns into a transsexual, which I'm happy for.
Yeah,
you know, rock on, dude.
Yeah.
You should have stayed a dude because you are an ugly chick. But whatever the case may be, you should have just did it on the weekends, you know?
And be a chick on the weekend?
Had a chick weekend thing, you know?
But if you watch The Soup, all the reality show clips they play, you know, like the Bad Girls Club.
Yeah. Right.
You know, the girls horrible. Who get pregnant at 16, we reward them with bad behavior. Mm-hmm. Right? You behave badly, you get your own reality show
because
you are somehow interesting. I don't find you interesting, but apparently
some
network
do.
Execs do.
Yep.
Everybody wants their 5 minutes of fame. You know, I told a friend of mine that about my wife getting this thing, you know, and she was like, that's great. And I was like, yeah, my kids are like, yeah, mom's going to be a star, you know, and my friend told me,
and you've been doing this for 40
years.
Yeah,
and my friend tells me, that's good. She'll come on right after Kate plus eight.
Exactly. Craig, do something useless again.
A Navy admiral, or admiral.
I saw
a Navy rear admiral, actually.
Is this the drunken story?
Yeah.
I saw this yesterday.
Had
this
to be fired.
This is great.
Rear Admiral David Balcom was reassigned after he was found guilty of conduct unbecoming an officer and public drunkenness.
In Florida,
April, apparently he got drunk and walked naked around a Florida hotel during a conference. He later took responsibility for his actions. He was found with no clothes on after having too much to drink and, apparently wetting his pants.
The story I heard it really... Go ahead.
He had at least 8 drinks, including a gin and tonic, couple glasses of wine, 4 orders of scotch. Security footage shows him drunkenly stumbling and smacking his head on a bar stool. Said he was locked out of his room after he thought he was going to the bathroom. People found him desperately searching for a towel to cover up. He blamed his drunken escapade on a bad mixture between the alcohol and his medication that left him in a blurry haze.
He's a drunken guy. He was at a defense contractor convention in Florida somewhere, and he was down there. He's an old dude, too. He's probably 60, 65. He looks like an old admiral, basically.
He does.
Right out of Central Casting. But apparently got really drunk at the bar, and they said, okay, dude, that's enough. You're puking. You peed yourself. They threw him in his room. He did get naked. He walks out, locks himself out, and he walked around the whole place looking for a towel. 2 chicks get out of the elevator, see this old man walking naked at him. He's a Navy rear admiral. And all they did was reassign him, right?
He says that he was naked that night because he didn't pack his pajamas due to luggage concerns.
You know something?
He also says that he's given up hard alcohol since that incident.
That's sick, man. You know, you never leave a buddy behind. That's the military phrase. Yeah, yeah. You never leave a friend behind. Yeah. Why are you going to throw him under the bus like this? The dude done probably been in 8 conflicts.
I know.
Survived everything.
I'm
he
with
got
you.
Too drunk. He's 60-something.
Yeah, he is 60-something.
Okay, so it's not an attractive package to look at. No. Maybe he's dragging. You know what I'm saying? He used to be able to go hand deep, make an adjustment. He's elbow deep at this age.
I think he was a guy that got drunk and too much.
And this is what we're going to do him? Really?
He might be. If he's a rear admiral, he probably did see. He probably was a, you know, obviously a awarded guy in the soldiers.
34 years.
Yeah.
Really?
He said he was hoping that this incident did not ruin his 34-year career.
They'll be joked about, but they didn't fire him.
But by the time you're that age, you should know how to drink.
I don't know, man.
You know, you should have learned how to drink and what you can handle and what you can't.
Maybe he was away from the people and just had a good time. You're right. You should know, but it doesn't mean you do.
All right.
He might have got pulled in an office about HR because he said something to some girl that's a private.
Stand by. We got another headliner cutting into your time.
All right.
Who's this?
Greg Warren.
Hey, Warren.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, brother. John Paul's with us. Say hi to John.
Hey, John. That's what I was calling about. I'm a big internet guy. I look at Twitter. I understand one of your comedians used profanity on the air this morning.
Yeah, that'd be John Paul Morgan.
Yeah, John Paul did.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I just want to let you guys know. I mean, that's not. most of us don't do that. Don't stop. Don't stop having comedians on just because of one guy.
Yeah, we understand. Most of them are pretty well behaved.
No, I mean that guy. Guys like John, he gives us a bad name, and he gets kicked off the radio all over the country. And there's some comics that know how to do well on a good Christian radio show,
and John's not one of them. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I thought he was. To be honest with you, I thought he was, but I guess not.
Greg's in a place right now where they don't have radio.
Oh, yeah.
And he's calling in because he's lonely. And
that might be true, John. That might be true. Maybe I am lonely, all right? But I'm decent lonely. I'm not lonely, swearing.
I'm decent lonely.
Yeah.
What city are you currently calling from there? Greg, you back in St. Louis? Where are you right now?
Well, it's New York City. I do think there is some radio here. I'm not sure you guys heard of it.
Well, apparently not for you this morning.
It's a rather sizable market.
Yeah, they won't let me on here.
All right, brother. Thanks for checking in, man.
That is
see you guys.
That's somebody I love. I swear to God, I love that dude.
He's a funny dude, man.
Dude, he is the epitome of a brother.
Yeah.
Because if you're not a headliner, he's going to wear you out.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Sean O'Brien has this past week he was working with him. Mm-hmm. Sean's going to be with me. It's like a vacation
right,
now.
Right, yeah.
Greg is, he's not funny, but he's really, really a good person. And sometimes you go see people because they're good people, not because they're funny.
But he knows how to behave on the radio.
He does know how to behave on a radio.
We'll give him that.
This broadcast originates from the middle of the country,
but it's suitable for kids of all regions.
It even vibrates like real.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.